Welcome back. This is your host, David John Oates, for the second hour of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. We're approaching show number 100, I think. We've got to be getting up pretty close to it. Jeff would know, and Jeff is joining me for the second hour. Jeffrey Toth, of course, my right-hand man. He's been with Reverse Speech for 19 years or 20 years? 19, I think. Maybe 20 years in 2018. Anyway, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, David. Got me in there?
Yeah, I got you just fine. So how long, when was it that we first met? Was it in 97 or 98? 98.
September 97.
September 97, so it is 20 years.
20 years in last September, yeah.
Oh, my God, I can remember that day you walking up to the office in Bonneville just as clear as it was yesterday.
I know. It seems like just a few months back.
Yeah, 20 years. Boy, you've seen a lot happen with Reverse Speech in the last 20 years, haven't you?
Boy, too much, I think.
Too much. It's been a ride and a half, hasn't it?
It has, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, a few people have read it's only a metaphor, come back and said, boy, you've been on an adventure, haven't you? I said, yeah, I guess I have, really.
Really has been. Boy, we've gotten hit from every direction along the way.
We certainly did. But we're still survived, and we're still here, aren't we?
Yep, we're still here. That's a fact.
I was talking about the apps earlier on. You may want to fill in everyone. When's the iPhone app due to be released?
I just got another email. We're still talking about a couple changes. And
oh, really?
So it's ready to be released as soon as we can get our Apple account straightened out.
Oh, that's what we're...
Yeah, so it could be out as soon as next week, but if we decide to go ahead and make these few last changes, then maybe 2 weeks, right? But it's not that much work. It's just a few hours worth of work. It just depends on whether the guy can get to it or not and when he can get to it and all that. But I'll go over those changes with you later. And
yeah, okay.
But I'm pretty happy with the app the way it is now. Yep. It's certainly much more intuitive for people.
Yeah, it appears that way. Yeah, it's a lot easier to use and simpler to use, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's got better file control and file access.
Did they fix up that thing where you can open up a file from iTunes or something?
Yeah. See, you connect up your iPhone into iTunes, and it gives you access to all your files. You can just transfer them over to your computer and save them. And I know in the first app, we had trouble with files not working between versions and not really having much access to them. So this solves all those problems. So that's going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be out no more than 2 weeks, by the sounds of things. So,
yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, it looks good and easy to use, you know. So
yeah. And the share functions work a lot better in this app. So
You could
share to quite a few different places. But I noticed with Apple's announcement that they've slowed down my phone, I can sure tell.
Wow. Yes, I know. I saw that. They're being sued for $1 trillion, is what I heard.
Well, yeah. But they're announcing, I saw yesterday, they're going to be replacing batteries for $30 instead of the regular $80.
Right.
As a special. So I may do that with my phone because I'm sure this battery isn't lasting very long anyway. So, take them up on that, but I guess there's a $30 installation fee also. So still, that's quite a.
So they still get you no matter which way you go.
Yeah, a little bit more expensive than your basic AA battery.
So.
That's the way they work.
Yeah. Anyway, so they'll fix the iPhone up, and then we're going to move straight onto the Android, I guess. That'll be next.
Yep. We're going to get started on that this month, I hope. Yep. And. get that version out so we can get started on what we really want to look at, and that's automatic reversal location.
That's what we want. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit skeptical, Jeff, that it can be achieved. But
Well, we'll see. I mean, they can do it with forward speech.
Yep.
And, you know, the reversals we find are as clear as forward speech. So
Yep.
We'll see how it goes. I'm sure it'll take us. Yeah. Yeah. But, boy, that would be a handy deal. All the way around. Wouldn't have to have any training to find them anymore, and or spend the hours of time.
Going to put reverse speech on the map. That will.
Yeah, certainly.
Predicting by the end of 2018, we'll have something ready to go. How's that for a prediction? Does that sound about?
Well, it's going to cost a lot more than.
Yes,
a couple of apps, that's for sure.
I know.
We're going to have to buy a license to some algorithms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I asked for the license cost, and they didn't seem to know. Was that right?
Yeah, no, not even a clue. So it'll be interesting to find out when we can find out.
Yeah. Right, okay.
And they're not going to be cheap because they're going to be the most advanced speech recognition and location algorithm. So, but if we have to, we'll start a GoFundMe project.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, then you've really got mind reading in the palm of your hands, haven't you? I mean, you get automatic reverse location. Wow, welcome to the 21st century, you know.
Right, yeah. And if you could get it on your phone, you could get it in real time as people are talking to you. You can tell if they're lying to you, if they're hiding information right then and there. You don't have to wait or know how to do it. So,
yeah, that would just be awesome.
Yeah.
Exciting times we live in. Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a politician standing in front of a crowd that was all had that capability in their hands, in the palm of their hands.
Oh,
and then go ahead and tell a lie and see what happens.
Busted instantly. Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll have to set up a GoFundMe page to fund that. It's going to cost a fair money.
I'm thinking it's going to be over $100,000 at least.
However, that's a lot cheaper than the million we were looking at a few years back.
Yeah. Development from scratch, they were talking maybe as much as $2 to $3 million.
Yes, I know. But with all the software advancements now, a lot of our hard work's been done for us, you know.
Yeah. So no sense in reinventing the wheel.
Yep. And I'm going to be back in America in February. I leave 2nd of February, so only 4 weeks, four and a half weeks to go. Spending 2 weeks with Monica, and then coming to spend 4 weeks with you. So.
Yep. You'll be here in the dead of winter.
I know.
You better bring a warm coat and some warm clothes.
Oh, I bought a real cool jacket on eBay yesterday. Pure leather, full length trench coat. It was at like German army officers. It sounded like.
Yeah,
I saw that coat and thought, oh, it was so cool. And I ummed and ahed. They had one left, and I ummed and ahed for 2 or 3 hours, and finally I broke down to temptation and I went and bought it. So in preparation for my winter there. So.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised today we've got a 60-degree day. It's nice and sunny, and that's very unusual because we should be in the low 20s, if not the single digits. So certainly an enjoying it. Got the windows open and everything.
Wow. Gee whiz, that's unusual for winter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. Well, back east, they've had temperatures as low as minus 40 degrees.
Wow. That's too cold for me, mate.
Yeah.
I'll rug myself all up for winter in there. I'm still trying to decide whether to do a lecture in Portland. I got to make my mind up pretty quick if I'm going to do one. Anyone is interested in coming to a lecture in Portland in mid-February, email me and let me know. Backwards@reversespeech.com. Email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. If I get any interest, I'll schedule a lecture in Portland for mid-February. But I'm running out of time to really do it justice. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. A month's pretty short time to get prepared for that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this may just be a pure pleasure trip, this one.
Mm.
Of course, it's never pleasure. I'm always working when I go overseas. So, which is a great thing.
Working vacation.
Yeah, they're always working vacations.
That's for sure.
Great thing about this job. Can work anywhere I like. All I need is an internet connection. So,
yeah. That's why I can live where I do live. Out in the middle of nowhere, so as long as I got an internet connection, I'm still part of the world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So what else is going on in Reverse Speech? How are you going with this batch of new students from the current class?
Oh, they're doing great. I'm pretty much not getting any more calls at this point. They've all got it down and turning in good homework, like you said.
Yeah, this is a really good class, the new class that just started. The homework levels, I'm giving A's and B's, you know, which is pretty good, really.
I've worked with quite a few of the students this time, but they all seem to pick it up, and as soon as it gets to be habit, you know, they have no use for me anymore.
Yeah, well, the software's pretty easy to use, really, once you get the basics, you know.
Sure.
I play it, really, you know. I'll quarter forward, backwards, variable speed, you know. So pretty easy stuff. So, yeah, all right, well, that's good. Getting for the so you're back to so you're not getting many service calls at all now then, tech support calls?
Yeah, not probably for about a week now.
Oh, wow.
Since I've had my last call, so.
Oh, right.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a good sign. I'll be bothered.
Of course, we'll see what happens when we get close to the next due date for the homework assignment.
That's true. Yeah, we've got 4 weeks off over January.
So
February, of course, I'll be in America in February. I'll be doing the class from America.
So. Yeah, from my office, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Yeah. Yep, for your office. Yep. And my second-hand radio station. I'm looking forward to getting the air with that.
So, yep, it's all sitting here ready to go.
Good on you, mate. Well, have you kept it covered so dust stays off it or something?
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, I'm an avid ham radio operator. So, you can see my house on davidoates.com. Go to the photos, davidoates.com. You'll see my office and their radio antennas. My backyard is a pile of aluminium stuck up in the air. So, and I've got a second-hand radio station at Jeff's house. And so whenever I go into America, I'm on the air. So that's pretty cool.
Do you
start on that new antenna yet, or do you want to wait till I get there?
No, I'm going to get started on it. I'll get a measurement of a cable and have it all installed before you get here.
Oh, that'll be great. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm just it's got a mounting system, but I want to mount it on the pole we already have up.
So
I'm trying to figure out how to mount around the existing antenna that's up there.
Okay. So. How are you going to do that with the existing antenna up there?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, I have to come off the pole about 6 inches to get around the other.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah. But I'll figure it out.
I'm sure you will.
And get it set up to go. And it'll be all ready.
Excellent. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah,
ham radio, VK580, Victor Kilo 5, Alpha, Delta, Oscar. And, the ham bands have been getting active again the last few weeks, starting to pick up. We had 6 months where there was virtually nothing because we're in a sunspot cycle lull. But they're starting to get active again, at least late at night. So that's good.
That's good. Yeah. And we'll have 4K digital TV for you to watch this time when you're here.
Your new TV sets to 4K, is it?
Yeah. I was going to buy old technology if I had to upgrade. We had a windstorm.
Right.
And the electrical system, before I could get up and turn off the power, it burned up my TV systems.
Well, you need a new TV anyway, Jeff. You were back in the dark ages with your old TV.
My TV was so old, I still got the Dumont Network.
You still got the what?
The Dumont Network. That was the first television station in the U.S.
Oh really? Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Lightning had to take it out, didn't it?
Yeah. It fried it pretty good that time. The reason it fried the TV is because I was running to unplug my computers.
Right.
I got them shut down, and by the time I got to the TV, it was too late.
Now I just bought a weather station for my house.
Drive
next week. I figured I'd like to measure my wind speed, see what sort of winds my antennas are getting. So,
yeah, I'd like to have one of those out here for that, because we get some hellacious winds once in a while.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. It was only $80, and that includes the LCD panel inside, wireless connection to the station outside. I thought, gee, that's a good price.
Yeah, that's not bad. They could run into several hundred dollars.
Oh, yeah, I saw some for several hundred dollars, but I didn't want one of the fancy ones. I just wanted the basic one. And I've also got some cameras to install around my house, which I can view on my iPhone anywhere in the world. So I'm going to put one outside under the carport and one inside in my ham radio in my office, ham radio station, so I can just monitor everything while I'm away. Marvelous things you can do with modern technology, isn't it? Incredible.
Yeah. It is, but you've got to pay for it with our privacy, I think.
Yeah.
It seems that they have access to anything they want to.
Yep. Talking about privacy, hey, listen, I have been out again to Jeff Rentz's website for 3 days now. Can you get into it okay?
I just had it up when your show started.
I think Australia's blocked it.
Really?
I just can't get into it.
Yeah. I was having problems with getting the radio show download.
Oh, were you?
Every time I try to access it, it tells me that IP address can't be resolved to a domain name.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, what? I'm already on the site. It's found the domain and the IP, but then when I click on downloading the show, it says, nope, we can't find that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there.
That's bizarre. Wonder why it's doing.
And then after 5 days, all of a sudden I can access it, no problem.
How strange.
Very strange.
I'll keep on trying. We'll see how we go. Yeah. I don't know, but... with all this net neutrality stuff, you never know what they're going to be doing, do you?
Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know if next year at this time if I'll be able to afford to have an internet connection.
Why is that? The prices are going to go sky high.
Well, yeah, that. And plus, none of our websites are on Verizon's network, so I'll be charged to go to every one of those. Separately, right? And the only thing to access for free will be on Verizon network.
Right.
So, and they can block you to go from going anywhere they want to block you now.
That is a bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of useless.
Yeah. Wow.
I think it'll collapse our economy. Because without the internet, I'm going to have to tell all my companies to start sending me a paper bill again. And you're going to have to wait for a paper check, to get there. Because if I can't use the internet,
Well, is that what net neutrality, explain to me the significance of it. I'm not totally sure.
Well, they're deregulating it so that the companies can do anything they want. You know, they can say, oh, you're only paying us this much, so we're only going to give you this much speed, DSL speed.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And anywhere you want to go on the net, now you can go anywhere you want to. But once they get around to it, it'll be, you know, well, you have free access to anything on Verizon's network. I have Verizon for my internet connection, right? You can get anything on Verizon's network for free, but you go anywhere else, you'll be charged.
Wow.
Right? So, you know, think of all the different places you go over a month. You end up with, you know, another couple $100 bill.
Wow, gee, that's scary. I didn't realize. Wow.
Well, they're already regulating data. You know, I'm paying a fortune to just have enough data to get by month to month.
Wow. Well, Australia's just gotten wired up with the new, what we call the NBN, the National Broadband Network. They've literally wired up the whole country. It's taken many years to do it, and I just got to it last week. Was it 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Got 40 megs down and 20 megs up. That's pretty cool.
No, and how's that work for you? Does that cut a lot of time out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I deal with very large files all the time anyway, you know, so it's great.
Right.
Just go
really
fast. Really fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's our break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay, we are back. This is David John Oates. You are listening to the final segment of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. Show number, what show number is this, Jeff?
I believe it's 86.
86, right. So we've still got 14 shows to go before I get to 100. we'll have the centennial. The centennial. We'll have a big party on my 100th show. 100 shows, and I've played different reversals each show, and I'm still not through all my old archives. So there you go. That just shows to show how much I've got in my computer, and I haven't even scratched the top of session work. Because session work, I never play those reversals publicly unless I've got the client's permission. And we're looking at, I'd probably do about, let me see, I'd probably do at least 15 tapes a week, analyze, an average of, say, 20 reversals each tape. So that's 300 reversals a week, which per year is 156,000 reversals. I've been doing session work online now for 17 years, so you multiply that by 17, and I have 2.5 million reversals in my computer. There you go.
A couple.
Let's see the skeptics try and say that's coincidence. Two and a half million reversals documented. Gee whiz, that's a lot of reversals, isn't it? My God.
That is. It's a lot of work.
Tell me about it. I know all about it. Oh dear, I've had this week off. Absolutely been absolutely loving it. Done absolutely nothing but watch TV. Isn't that horrible? Lazy. And took Simone to the airport yesterday. She's gone to Brisbane to stay with her boyfriend for a couple of days. So first time she's flown by herself. I had to take her there, hold her hand, take her to the luggage, and then take her through the line, and then they screened us for explosives, you know, so all that type of stuff.
Sure. You got a new airport there, though.
Oh, well, been there for several years now. Beautiful airport. Big, modern, internet airport.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I remember because I flew into the old airport.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. And the first thing I thought was it really struck me at how familiar it was because it looked exactly like the old Portland airport.
Ah, right. Yeah, I guess it did. Yeah, right.
It was pretty close to it, and it was like flying back into the past. But they were already constructing the new one, so it was finished by the time I left.
Yeah, I remember you going out of the new airport. For those of you who didn't know, Jeff lived in Australia for 5 years in the from 2001 to 2006 or something. Was it?
Yep, exactly. 5 years, almost to the day.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, simply, they told me I was too bad of a person. I had to get out of Australia.
No, not worry. Visa condition. So yeah. I think do all that again with Monica. She was her moving to Australia. But that's a little bit easy. Marriage, that's easy. Just gotta pay the lawyer his money. That's all.
Yeah, just pay him their money. It was pretty expensive. I think my first visa was $5,000, wasn't it?
Well, you gotta pay for the visa itself. That's $7,000. So you pay the Aussie, then you pay the lawyer $5,000. So you're looking at $12,000 for a visa.
Wow, that's a lot more than when I came in.
Yeah, it is a little bit more. Yeah, they really charge you.
Yeah,
7,000 application fee. That's pretty steep.
Yeah. Well, that our one student, Laurie.
Oh yeah.
He sent me some information about a program that I could probably qualify for in Australia to go to school to become a lawyer. Because I always said if I was couldn't go back to school, I'd become a lawyer. But they're asking up front, you have to show them that you have enough cash to pay for all 4 years of school. You have to have enough cash to pay for all your living expenses the time you're there. You got to have enough cash to cover all your medical expenses. And you got to show them that up front.
Well, you won't be doing that, will you, Jeff?
No, no. I don't have that kind of money anywhere. I wish.
Oh, that's obscene.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
I guess people do it, though, so.
Well, they certainly do. Yeah. Australia's got to be the best place in the world to live. It's certainly got to be the best medical system, I tell you.
If I was rich, I would be living in Perth.
Oh, yeah? Why Perth?
Perth, when we flew in there, I thought I was flying into the Emerald City.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's a fairly tropical climate, and it has all the inland waterways, and it's a beautiful new city, and it's a great big city.
When did you go to Perth with me?
Yeah, we went to Perth for one of the shows.
Oh, you came with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, my memory's shot.
Well, that was where I saw those two great big purple macaws. They stood about 2.5 feet tall, and the manager was standing there, and I said, boy, those are beautiful birds. And he says, yeah, I haven't seen any in the city for 20 years. He says that's the first time in 20 years he'd seen any. And they're just dark purple.
Huh.
Beautiful.
I haven't done any shows for years. We used to do expos all the time. But
We did a lot of shows.
Yeah, a lot. I haven't done one for years now.
Yeah.
Don't really need to. My business is pretty well self-sustaining now, you know. I mean, all my clients come through referrals and or contacts from my YouTube videos or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's all done on the internet now.
Yeah, it is. It really is all done on the internet. Yep. Yep. Well, the world certainly changed.
That's for sure.
Incredible thing. All right. So what do we see for reverse speech in 2018? Let's look ahead. I think we've got a practitioner class starting in May. I've already had four of the students from the current class sign up and pay for the May course. They took advantage of the 20% discount offer. So if you wanting to sign up for the May class, if you're for the May practitioner class, or if you're a current student, or if you want to start the new analyst class in April, then sign up in the next 2 days. You get 20% discount. That's not to be sneezed at. Because the class price is $22.97, so 20% discount is $22.97. I should know. I've already signed up four people. That's $460 discount. There you go. That's not to be sneezed at, is it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, that was a good little promotion of mine. Christmas is always a slow period for all reverse speech. The last thing people think about doing over a Christmas vacation is therapy work, you know.
That's one of the Christmas is one of the holidays where you get the need for therapy work.
Yes,
visiting with family and everything. We got that, and then we got. A new analyst class starting in April.
April, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's actually half full already, Jeff.
Really? Anyway. Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's already
sounds like I'm going to be busy over the summer.
Yes, you will. Yeah, so sign up for April class now if you want to join it. We're already half full. It won't take long to fill up. That's April 21st is the next analyst training class, which is the first stage of training. And then the practitioner class, which is the second stage, is in May. That's only for existing students. So you've got to pass the analyst course before you can move on to the practitioner.
Beyond that, well, we should, by the end of the year, we should have the new iPhone app, which should be out in just the next week or two.
Yep. Android, finally.
We should have the Android app finally.
Yeah.
Out and a good start at least on the automatic location. So,
yes,
that's
right.
Gonna be
yep.
Quite a year.
It will be quite a year. Yes, it will. No, very exciting stuff. Yep. Yep, so anything, all things as usual. So, you know, so. So you have you decided to come out in June for the wedding?
Pretty much.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you're my best man, mate. So.
Well, I know. It'd be difficult to do that over the internet.
Yeah, it's a bit different. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, because the whole family's looking forward to seeing you. I told him you're probably going to come, but he hasn't decided for sure yet.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. It'd certainly be good to see everybody again.
Yeah.
Especially the girls.
Yeah. You haven't even seen Jay's new house, have you?
Well, just from pictures on Facebook, you know, but Steph would need to meet her children. Although,
yeah.
I don't know that I still traumatized from that one time when I was down there living in Australia, and the little Aussie boy, he must have been 4 or 5, come running up to me and says, "Good eye, mate." And I said, "Hello, partner." And he looked at me, and his eyes got about as big as saucers, and he started crying. Because he never heard an American accent before.
Oh, the first time I've heard that story. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. It made me feel terrible.
Oh, dear. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, the first 3 months I was there, I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
So every time I open it, somebody'd say, "Oh, you're a Yank."
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to hide that accent in Australia.
Yeah.
Sticks out like a sore thumb. So.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual to experience the other way. I wasn't the one that had the accent. It was all the Aussies.
Yes, I know.
It was a bit of a culture shock because I was used to communicating with you. Uh-huh. I never gave it a second thought that I'd have any problems when I got to Australia. Yet when I got there, I couldn't understand a word those people were saying.
Well, my accent's soft anyway. I don't have a thick Aussie accent. And also, I was in America for 10 years. I'd picked up a slight American accent, you know.
Sure, sure. But when I got down there, the people were talking to me. I knew they were talking in English, but I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a culture shock. And it took me about three and a half months to...
Because you realize you didn't understand what they were saying, because they were talking gibberish. You realize...
They were, yeah.
It's meaningless language, okay? Because obviously you couldn't hear it the first time, therefore it doesn't exist.
Right, exactly.
I mean, very sarcastic throats talking about some of the skeptics' view of reversals. I can't hear that. Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah, sure. Go down to Australia for a week and see how you survive. Try and understand something else with an accent.
Yeah. God, I remember it was like first or second day I was there. I was thankful to see they had a Kentucky Fried Chicken because I was having a hard time finding places to eat. But I went up there and I ordered my chicken over the speaker, and I heard the gal yell, "Hey, girls, listen, this guy's like totally a Yank." When I got up to the window, there was about 10 girls crowded around the window waiting for me to talk.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I used to get the same treatment in America when I first got there, not so much when I left, but when I got there, when my accent was still.
Go on. Oh, I was just going to say, people from Oregon ask me, "Where are you from?" Because I got, you know, I was born here in Oregon, but I worked down south for a long time, kind of picked up a southern accent, and then I go to Australia and pick up a slight Aussie twang, and now people from Oregon ask me, "Where are you from?" I say, "I'm from Oregon," and they say, "You got a funny accent."
Oh, dear. Well, I don't hear you in any Aussie in you at all, mate. You sound all American to me. So.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't pick it up very, very much, though, down there, which is kind of funny. The girls, they shocked me the way they could switch back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Jay still got an American twang. Simone's pretty much lost hers. She's all
Yeah.
nearly all Aussie now.
Yeah, when I got down there and talked to them, they talked to me in their Aussie accent. But when I looked at them and said, what? They immediately switched over and spoke in an American accent. Just as a matter of course, like switching languages almost.
Huh. Yeah, well, I guess I could do that. You know, living in America for 8 years, 9 years, however long they were there. I was there for 10. They joined me after my first year, so 9 years. Anyway. Yeah. So what else is new? Let me see. What else can we look forward to next year, 2018? Same sort of stuff, really. Training, session work. I don't know. If you want me to do a like Portland in February, folks, email me, backwards@reversespeech.com. If there's enough interest, I will consider doing it.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a lot of people trained up now.
We are. Yes.
I'm looking forward to this year. I'm hoping we're going to see signs that we're beginning to make a difference in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot of people doing it now.
That's true, yeah.
And they're doing their own projects and their own, you know, political analysis and everything. It'll be interesting to see that the people we've trained are now out there making a difference.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, actually, it's interesting you should bring that up because we've actually made quite a lot of progress in the last couple of years getting students out there. That's been I don't know why we've had such interest in training, but we have, and we've got a lot of students out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good because we need a lot more people doing this. You know, this needs to become very common so that, you know, we can make intelligent decisions.
Yep, yep. And the more people we got doing it, the more word's going to get out there, the more success we're going to have. So
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about my own country here is such a mess.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've pretty much given up on keeping track of what they're doing and what's going on and who's telling the truth and who's not.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I got to say is you better not show up to my property line with some sort of proclamation or edict. All right. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I totally got that. Yep. Yeah, so there we go. So what's your favorite reversals of the year, Jeff? Changing topic. What's some reversals that really stuck home
to you? Oh, boy. Boy, I wasn't thinking along those lines today. Boy, there's just so many. You know, my interest is more in the course, in the spiritual areas of reverse speech.
Right.
And, you know, when we find good information about why we're here and what's, you know, how this really works, you know, any kind of information we get in about God.
Yeah, right.
That kind of thing. And those are the kind of reversals that really interest me.
Well, I've started writing my next book, which is The Still Small Voice Within.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I've started writing, and I'm only two paragraphs in.
that's a start.
And that's going to be all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. That's going to be the main emphasis of the book. Although it's only your metaphor covers the spiritual aspects pretty well, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Gets into it all. It's very interesting, you know, and maybe one day that truth will be everybody's truth.
That would be great. Yes, it would. Well, that's the whole purpose of the book. If you haven't got it, it's only better for you. You've got to get it. It's probably the best book I've ever written. People are absolutely loving it. I'm getting really incredible feedback from people who are reading it. So it's got its own website. It's onlyametaphor.com. It's onlyametaphor.com. Com. And if you go for the 20% discount offer before the 31st of December, you get a $50 voucher for the Reverse Speech Shop included. So that will cover your cost of It's Only a Metaphor and read all about the history of Reverse Speech, how it began and what it all is. And it covers everything. It's the Reverse Speech Owner's Manual, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a big book too.
Yeah, 400 pages, 450, 460, something like that.
I was going to ask you about how are Australians viewing the United States right now?
How is Australia viewing the United States?
Yeah, the Australian citizens. How are they viewing what's going on here? Insights into that?
No, there's no concern or anything. It's just an observation, really. An observation. I don't know what to tell you. They're all enjoying it well. Not enjoying it. What am I talking about? They're all sitting back watching. Trump had some pretty bad press when he was first elected, but it's pretty well neutral now. It's just straight out reporting of the facts. A lot of people come into America for tourists and stuff.
But that's what. You know, one of the things of traveling around is no matter where you go in this world, whatever airport you're in, there's Aussies there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
We're getting out there, aren't we?
Yeah. So that's a good thing. But, I know there some Aussies don't care for our government. That's for sure. But I wouldn't hold that against anyone. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There was something recent in the news about our representative there did something that the Aussies didn't like. I can't remember what it was. Something he backed out of a deal or something that they had promised. But
I don't know what that was.
I don't know, but I just remember, you know, what our government does overseas, I don't think many Americans would approve of. You know, why would we want to make Australia an enemy of ours? Wouldn't make any sense to do something like that.
No, of course not. Wouldn't make sense at all. No.
Yeah. You know, but these people in our government seem to do whatever they want to.
Yeah, that's true, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah. What the people would do, so.
I don't know. We'll see what 2015, 2017, 2018 brings. So what's the views on Trump in America?
Oh, well, I think there's half the people really love him and the other half really hate him.
Right.
You know, I got a couple of friends that swear up and down everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. And you can't tell them any different. Right, you know. His reversals show that's not true.
No, that's right. It's strips and shape to be quite congruent.
Yeah. And then they turn around and tell me that everything Hillary says is God's word. That ain't true either, you know. So,
the biggest pathological liar in American politics.
Yeah. So how can people be so wrong?
Yeah, right.
But both sides are throwing out yellow journalism and all kinds of stuff. So it's so confusing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just can't figure on anything.
Well, follow the Reverse Speech Shows, folks. We'll keep you up to date with what's really going on in the political arena. Listen to me on rants.com every second Monday night, and we'll keep you up to date with all the latest stuff, and keep you apprised of what's going on. So there we go, Jeff. Thanks for joining me, mate.
Yes, sir. Nice to be on.
Yep, good chat online. And everyone, we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celente has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rentz Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you guys the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Friday down here. We're getting ready for the new year this weekend, and we're actually getting some cold weather. And everybody up north, you guys probably already know this, but make sure you are prepared for this weekend and next week. It looks like that Arctic blast is going to be bringing in some pretty cold weather. They said International Falls in Minnesota plunged to 37 degrees below zero today, breaking an old record of 32 below zero in 1924. They said as well, New England, New York, the Northern Plains, Great Lakes are all going to see very, very low temperatures. So be careful of that whenever you're running around.